This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. General David Petraeus is scheduled to testify before Congress on Monday about the status of the war in Iraq. Congress is already talking about what happens after that. To date, Democrats have been unable to pass legislation mandating a troop withdrawal. Now, some of them are talking with Republicans about other steps in an effort to reach a deal that could lead to a reduction in U.S. forces. Other Democrats are wary. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Since taking control of Congress last January, Democrats have tried repeatedly to force President Bush to pull U.S. troops from Iraq without success. Mr. Bush vetoed one war funding bill with a withdrawal timeline attached. Senate Democrats have failed to get the 60 votes needed to break GOP filibusters on other bills, even trying an all-night session to pressure Republicans. Now, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is trying a new approach, finding common ground.
We're working on consensus. I've had a number of, I think, good meetings with my Republican colleagues, and we're willing to go halfway with them. As long as everyone understands that we're not going to do something that's cosmetic in nature, to say that a Democrat and a Republican gets together and has a piece of legislation that we can all vote for and doesn't accomplish anything.
Some Republicans are skeptical. Presidential candidate John McCain says the only reason Reid is talking with them is because, in McCain's view, Democrats are losing the war of public opinion.
Well, my sense of the momentum is that they've lost the momentum. Otherwise, they wouldn't want to sit down with Republicans and negotiate a different resolution.
There are a number of proposals in the Senate that could possibly win the magic 60 votes. The most buzz centers on a measure co-sponsored by Democratic Senators Carl Levin of Michigan and Jack Reed of Rhode Island. It would call for an unspecified, but in Levin's words, substantial drawdown of U.S. forces to begin this year, with a non-binding goal of having most troops out by next spring. Reid says the Iraqi government has failed to take advantage of American military efforts, and it's now time to act in the best interests of the U.S.
Beginning a redeployment, phased, careful, and to switch missions away from population protection and generally intervening in a civil war into more specific missions. And I think that's being dictated to by what's happening on the ground and certainly what's happening in the consciousness of the American public.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, a moderate who is facing a tough re-election fight next year, says the Levin-Reed proposal is appealing.
I draw a distinction between a timeline and a deadline. I am for a timeline for changing our mission. What I've opposed is a precipitous withdrawal from Iraq, a hard deadline that is unrelated to what is happening on the ground.
There is a similar movement towards the middle in the House, where a bipartisan group of 11 lawmakers sent a letter to their leaders asking that they, quote, put an end to the political infighting and come up with a bipartisan approach to ending the war. One of the signers was Pennsylvania Republican Phil English.
More and more rank-and-file members are exasperated by the level of partisanship. I think more and more members want to see forward movement, want to be in a position to say in their districts that they have reached out and that they've pulled people together.
But some anti-war Democrats are dubious of this approach. Jim McGovern of Massachusetts says he's all for reaching across the aisle, but not if it's just for show.
I'm not interested in providing cover to people who really don't want to take the responsibility to end this war. I want something that is real, something that has some teeth in it, something that will bring this war to an end.
Congress will have several opportunities to debate the war in the coming weeks as it acts on a defense authorization bill and a separate supplemental measure to pay for the war in Iraq. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.